Proclamation number 8241 of 15th of August, 1962. Upward trend takes place as the drop took place. Know that the regression of my once fallen beings into a child of God proceeds in exactly the same way as the apostasy from me once took place. The beings distance themselves from me by willingly renouncing their love for me, by rejecting every illumination of love from me and believing that they would be able to exist without it and that they would also be and remain powerful without it as before. Now to the extent that their rebellion against me increased, to the extent that they thereby distanced themselves from my flow of love which, although it continued to radiate through all beings, otherwise they would have passed away, but which lost its effectiveness in the face of their resistance. To the same extent their spirit darkened, thus they lost all realization, all light, all knowledge about their relationship to me, their God and Creator. Their thinking became confused until they became completely incapable of thinking and powerless because no strength flowed to them anymore, because love remained ineffective. And this state was called the fall into the abyss, which also resulted in the spiritual substance hardening, and these fallen beings now possessed neither self-awareness nor the ability to think because I dissolved this substance. Thus, after the emergence of my creations there were no I-conscious beings, but these fallen beings were dissolved into smallest particles which were incorporated into the individual works of creation, and their upward development began according to my will. And as long as this process through creation continues for the purpose of transforming the spiritual substance which resists me, we can only ever speak of spiritual entities, of particles of a fallen original spirit, for eternities will pass until all these particles belonging to a once fallen original spirit have gathered again. But once the unification of all particles has taken place, the being, the original spirit, will be equally ignorant, for it has certainly worked its way up from the deepest abyss with my help. Yet it is still in darkness and first has to reach the light again, which can happen in its last incarnation. In the stage as a human being, the original spirit embodies itself as a soul in a human being, and he starts the last earthly path with self-awareness, intellect and free will, and thus is to prove himself. He must pass the last test of will in all freedom. Just as he lost his ego consciousness during his fall, during his dissolution into countless particles, so he will again become an ego conscious being when all the particles have reunited to form that original spirit, which now only has to find its way out of the darkness into the light, for which purpose its existence as a human being on earth has been given to it. He had once renounced all light by freely rejecting the ray of light of love from me, and he would not reach the light in his existence as a human being either, since he is completely without love, which he once rejected. But love alone can give light, and therefore I joined him with a divine spark of love which can now bring about enlightenment from within, which can give the being knowledge again, which can introduce it to its lost knowledge again, which can change the soul such that it can thus increase in light just as it once lost it. The human being has free will and need only turn this will towards me myself, then he consciously opens himself to my illumination of love again, as he once rejected it. And my love for this being has not diminished. It has pursued it and also wants to give itself unmeasured to the being again, and if my love is now consciously accepted, then the once fallen being will also return to me. It will be the same original being again which originated from me as a creature, but as my child has now found its way back to the Father and is now eternally blissful in light and strength and freedom. Amen.